from the guilty pleasures.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you.
Some chicken!
To the thrill of the rose.
This is the tough part. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be people that go home tonight.
And the jaw-dropping scandals.
You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad.
I cheated on
two in one weekend.
Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I hope everyone is staying safe and staying inside during these complicated times. As always, if you're looking for a distraction, you can listen on Spotify to our Watch With Us podcast. We have new episodes that come out every Thursday. We are doing our best to bring you the interviews you want to hear and TV news, so make sure to keep listening for new episodes. This week, we have an incredible guest. I'm so excited to welcome Candace Cameron Bure, who will be talking about the upcoming end of Fuller House because the second half of the season is about to drop on Netflix, and it's an emotional one. So without further ado, I will let her take it away. Starting up, obviously, we saw on social media how emotional it was to wrap up the show for the second time, with this time with a bit of notice. How would you kind of describe the vibe while shooting the final episodes?
Oh, man, there was so much heart. There was so much gratitude. There was so much appreciation and love for one another, but there were a lot of tears and just a lot of, like, I guess love is the only word. Just so much love.
Totally. It comes off very family, very much like you guys are a real family. That's how it seemed coming through the TV. So I would assume on set, that's how it also would seem.
It really was that way on set. It was really hard. I mean, even before the final episode, my roughest week was the second to last episode. And that's when I could not keep it together. I'll be honest. Like, I just random scenes, whether we were rehearsing or if I was backstage grabbing a coffee, I would just see a face or be in mid-sentence and just break down. And that was the hardest week for me. And then I felt like, okay, I got through it. And because the second to last episode is actually quite emotional as well. And there's some really, really beautiful Easter eggs in there that are really fun. But there's some emotional moments as well. And I think that's why that second to last episode was really hard. And then when we went into the final episode, I was like, okay, I want to enjoy this. I don't want to be remembering this week through tears. I want to actually be present and remember it with all the happiness and gratitude that I can. So it was an easier week in that sense, but the very last taping, like our last day, oh my gosh, we were all wrecks.
So it's safe to assume that some of the tears that we see in the final episodes were real tears that you guys were just crying normally.
Oh yeah, they were very real. That very last scene of the last episode, I didn't even memorize the dialogue until that morning. Because even though we rehearsed the show for a week beforehand, I couldn't even say those words. I had to just read them off the paper and like blow through them because I would have gotten too choked up even trying to rehearse it. So on the day of our taping with our live audience, I was like, okay, I actually have to let these words sink in so I can say them. And everything you see is very real. Even though a writer wrote those words, I meant every word I said.
Yeah, definitely. Well, obviously we can't give too much away, but you guys have had a lot of changes behind the scenes this for the final season, but you're also a producer. How much say did you have over how it ended and how they wrapped up?
Well, ultimately, it's our two networks. It's Netflix and Warner Brothers that really decide everything. But our producers and our writers and the showrunners, everyone's very collaborative. So as a producer, when there's little things, I mean, I can't really talk, you know, do much about the big concept things, but when there's little things, they listen and they adjust and they're so good about that. And we're so very protective of the show because it really is a legacy. This show has meant so much to so many people for more than 30 years. So Fuller House means just as much to us. And so whenever I could contribute as a producer in that sense, just to make it better or more memorable or meaningful for the audience to watch, I would always just let them know. And they were very good to adjust things.
Nice. That's awesome. This episode is brought to you by Hask. Did you know that Hask hair care products are used on more Hollywood film and TV sets than any other hair care brand? Well, no wonder, as Hask offers good-for-you formulas that won't break the bank, including shampoos, conditioners, deep conditioners, shine oils, and dry shampoos that are designed to treat and repair all hair types and are made from clean ingredients sourced from around the globe. Hask's 5-in-1 leave-in conditioning sprays are the perfect recipe for dryness and damage, leaving your locks smoother, shinier, healthier, and happier for the long haul. It's ideal for those whose hair isn't cooperating lately. This collection has the ability to instantly deliver 5 benefits in 1 lightweight spray. The specialty blend of ingredients is designed to repair your strands by smoothing, providing thermal protection, hydrating, detangling to prevent breakage, and boosting shine. And rest assured for those who dye their hair, this collection offers that extra layer of defense against heat and locks in moisture while styling. This way your color can thrive as these leave-in conditioners protect your hair from it all. Hask's 5-in-1 leave-in conditioning sprays are available in argan, coconut, and tea tree. I mainly use the spray to make my hair soft and shiny, and it definitely does the trick. It's honestly the smoothest, softest, shiniest, and healthiest it's been in years, so I highly recommend it. All Hask products are color safe, free of sulfates, parabens, phthalates, artificial colors, and gluten, while formulated to meet the needs of your specific hair type. They're also cruelty-free, and because of their ingredient-inspired fragrances, they smell incredible. Hask's 5-in-1 leave-in conditioning sprays and other Hask products are available on Amazon.com, as well as online and in-store at Ulta, Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and CVS. And we're excited to announce that Hask is now hosting weekly giveaways for our listeners, where you can win a $100 prize pack that includes shampoos, conditioners, leave-in sprays, dry shampoos, and more. For your chance to win, enter the giveaway at haskbeauty.com/watch. That's haskbeauty.com/watch. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Over the years on Full House, you guys had some amazing guest stars. Then on Fuller House, you had some new people, but also you guys had brought back some people throughout to be little Easter eggs that stood on their own. And we know from like social media pictures that some of those people will show up. Should we expect more some surprise faces in the final episodes?
Yes, there are so many surprise faces in the final episode, and not all of them have lines. So if you are a diehard fan, you need to pause during some of the episode or watch it through and then go back and watch it a second time, because you're going to see a lot of fun faces that just are there because like genuinely wanted to be there. We had actually sent out an email to a lot of our past guest stars and asked them to come back for our final show. And everyone said yes. I mean, there were a few people that couldn't make it because of schedules, but mm-hmm. everyone wanted to be there. So you'll see those faces even if they're not speaking. And then there's a couple really fun ones that are very noticeable, and you're going to love it. You'll love it. If you love Full House, you will love it.
Definitely. How would you explain this triple wedding? How would you describe it?
I think it's really beautiful. I think that there's so many different ways we could have played the wedding. And the truth is, we all wanted it to be really beautiful and as real and as grounded as it could possibly be for a show like Fuller House. Because we know there's lots of silly hijinks and it's cheesy and it's fun. It's like over the top, you know? But we wanted the wedding to feel as grounded as possible. And I think they did a really great job of doing that. So it's not one joke after another. It's actually seeing these 6 characters get married. And we've been building up to this for actually more than 5 years, because Steve and DJ were high school sweethearts, you know? So mm-hmm. I think we earned a really beautiful wedding.
Definitely. Did it feel surreal for you, like playing DJ, getting married to Steve? Because it just must seem, I mean, you've been working with him for so long and people love DJ and Steve so much that it's like, you know, any list of best TV couples, they're on it. So it must have been a little surreal for you to be like, wow, now they're getting married.
Yes, I have a huge smile on my face right now because who would have thought that Scott Weinger and I would make television history? He's the man I've been to most proms with in my life, real and television. And then I got to marry him. And it's so much fun. Yeah, I love it. It just brings me great joy.
Definitely. And before we wrap, we have to ask about what's coming next, because you've been doing a ton of other work while you do this. You obviously have a big family at home too. But being part of a TV show is such a big commitment. Is there something you're excited to do now when the show is over?
Well, I do have quite a busy schedule. So, you know, I have all my commitments with the Hallmark Channel. I was supposed to shoot 7 movies this year, and we were able to shoot 1.5 until quarantine. But we're still working on that. And my production company, we develop scripted and unscripted television. So I'm constantly working. I think the only thing that I'm not able to do right now because of quarantine and because production is stopped is to pursue directing, which I started on Fuller House directing. And that's something that I've been excited to do more of, along with all the other things that I'm currently doing. But that has obviously taken a bit of a backseat right now, just because we can't physically do that. But there's so much going on. I'm like, trust me, I'm like the least lazy person in quarantine, I feel like. I'm like, I'm at home. Shouldn't I be able to sleep all day long if I want? But I can't.
Well, I have to say also, you're killing it on TikTok. So any moms out there that don't know they can be on TikTok, you're proving that you can be. So shout out to that.
Thank you. I swear I never get on TikTok, and then it happened, and now I'm obsessed with it.
I love it so much. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. We're going to keep chatting after this, but I really appreciate you chatting with us.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Candace, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you chatting today. I am so excited for like my friends to watch this because I want to talk about it.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. This was really fun.
As always, guys, before we wrap up, we're going to do a few shout outs, starting with Woman of the Week. I have to call out Sarah Paulson because, as always, she's incredible. I'm always blown away by her. But the finale of Mrs. America this week was just incredible. She is flawless in this. So it's on Hulu. If you haven't watched the whole season, I would recommend binging it. I know not everybody has Hulu, but it's part of FX on Hulu. It's part of the package. Definitely check that out. My woman to watch goes to Amanda Peet because Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story, starts this week. It is on USA. It's season 2 of Dirty John. It is definitely an enticing story. I don't even want to give any spoilers, but it is based on a true story. So I guess you can Google it if you're into spoilers. But Amanda Peet, it's definitely a role that we've never seen her in. So that was great. And then for my what to watch is going to be Killing Eve season 3 finale Sunday night. As always, Killing Eve keeps people on the edge of their seats. So I feel very thankful that this season was out right now. We know there is a little bit of a lack of TV on, but there's still a lot going on. So let me know what you're watching. Reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta or at Us Weekly. Let me know what shows you're loving or what shows you're not liking. I want to hear all about it because in this time, a lot of people are watching TV. I want to know what's happening. As always, guys, you can listen on Spotify to new episodes of the podcast. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes. Give us a rating, leave a comment. We would love it. We would really appreciate it. As always, guys, stay safe. Thank you so much for listening.